On the show today, we have Credit Union Magazine's editor-in-chief Ann Peterson talking about CUNA's Credit Union Heroes program, so check it out. But you guys have a cool program called Credit Union Heroes, which you get to talk about. I mean, what is this? What's it all about?
Thanks. It is a cool program. For about 8 years now, we've asked our readers of Credit Union Magazine to nominate people that they are, you know, believe are passionately exemplify the credit union philosophy throughout their daily work. The people who are their heroes in their community and at their credit union. These are people that make significant contributions in their credit union and in their communities. Mm-hmm. And we profile a few of these folks every year in our March issue. Mm-hmm. And then we, through online voting, our readers select a credit union hero of the year.
Right on. I mean, so what defines a credit union hero for you guys? I mean, because I'm sure there's some requirements that have to be fulfilled or just going above and beyond the call of duty, I assume. So,
sure. Our past winners have represented credit unions large and small. Mm-hmm. We've had CEOs, we've had program directors, we've had people who are just experts in their field. Uh-huh. Our first credit union hero was in 2008, Linda Milton, CEO of Team Financial Federal Credit Union in Houston, mm-hmm. a $6 million credit union, devotes her life to helping small credit unions survive.
Awesome.
And thrive. And our last year's winner was Gail Lewis, just to show the diversity that we've had. Gail Lewis, Director of Consumer Lending and Credit Manager of One-to-One Financial Credit Union in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. She devoted her entire career to explaining and sharing the credit union products and services with members, and then through community outreach, especially for young people in the finance.
I mean, yes. So, yeah, it certainly sounds like it does run the gamut. And I mean, out of the thousands and thousands of credit unions, my gosh, it's kind of like finding a needle in the haystack, because there's so many great people that work in this industry. I mean, it must be kind of it must be kind of a challenge discovering these people, because there are so many great people in this industry. Kind of finding that one that kind of percolates to the top must be a big challenge.
It is. And we have certain qualifications that we've, you know, identified on our website, for example, their credit union system employees and their volunteers.
Yeah.
They are unsung heroes, really, going above and beyond every day to promote credit union philosophy. They take a stand or a strong belief in credit union values. Mm-hmm. They show a dedication to credit union principles. And we have more detail on our website,
okay,
which is news.cuna.org/nominatehero.
Okay.
And I'd also like to add, for people who are interested in nominating people, please give us as much information as you can. It's not like finding a needle in the haystack as much as there are so many stories out
right,
there.
Right.
And we really want to get as much as we can in front of us so that we can make the right decisions.
It's kind of like this is kind of putting it on a superficial level, but kind of like an American Idol for finding these fantastic folks that work in our industry
exactly,
that make our industry great. I mean, because
right,
I mean, I've worked in different industries and throughout my career, and there is nothing that even comes close to the people in the credit union industry, because everyone's so humble and so willing to tell their story and so eager to help. It's such a breath of fresh air, I tell you, in this world of craziness.
World,
you know,
yeah,
it's pretty neat to see that there are some fantastic folks out there doing some great work.
Right.
And you guys are featuring them year in
and
year out.
We are. And, you know, that goes to the question, you know, how did this all get started? And this is the first year, Mike, that we've partnered with a sponsor, actually, Credit Union, Card Services for Credit Unions.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because together we think it's so important to share these stories of the people mm-hmm. who make up this great movement.
Mm-hmm.
And this program, our Credit Union Heroes program, is just another way to spread the word about all the great things that people are doing to keep this movement strong.
No doubt. And it's kind of, when you read these stories, it's kind of infectious, you know, it's kind of in a good way. It's kind of like, wow, you know, it kind of creates a spark and like, gosh, I could do that. Or maybe somebody over here could do that. Or that it just kind of, it's just a kind of a good reciprocation feeling around that people can do these great things and like, hey, I can do that too, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. So how many folks, I mean, how many CU Credit Union Heroes are you going to choose this year, or does it grow up every year? Or?
Well, we choose about 3 to 4 a year.
Okay.
And then we focus on them in our March issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the deadline is December 15th.
Okay. Let's get that out there quickly.
Getting down there. Yeah. So and the first day that we went out with all of our materials, we got 30 in one day. So.
What?
Yeah, so it's been great to kind of go through the submissions and, you know, helps reaffirm everything that we do, as
Definitely.
You know. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, we'll put the link in our show notes and so people can get right to it and promote the heck out of it so we can get these stories out there. So when you do announce, what do the winners get anything besides all this notoriety? Do they get like $1 million or what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, we'll profile, like I said, the 4 credit union heroes that we select in our March issue. And then we'll open up through March and April through our website online voting for credit union for the hero of the year from those 4 that we selected.
Okay.
The winner will announce right around May 1st, and the winner receives a registration to our America's Credit Union Conference, which this year is in Seattle at the end of June.
Beautiful.
And then we have some special time during one of the general sessions to honor that person, tell their story, give them an award, and have them, you know, kind of share some of how they got where they are and their thoughts on the you know their time in the credit union movement. So.
Wow, they're going to get their 15 minutes in the spotlight, literally.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Very cool.
Yeah. Or 20,
however long they want to talk, whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, this is a fantastic stuff that you guys are doing, and look forward to that feature coming out in March, and look forward to seeing the winners, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
thank
spread
you.
The word. Thank you very much, Anne. I appreciate the time. And we'll stay. When you guys announce the winner, we'll have them back on. We'll even have the
appreciate
winner
that.
On, too.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
yeah that'd
thank
be
you so
amazing.
Much, Mike, for your time.
Very cool. All right, Anne. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.